watching these speeches from presidents for half a century. I've been covering them professionally for over 30 years. That was the single scariest address I have ever heard. I'm always sorry to say this because I love radio, but the one thing radio can't do is have a split screen. And those people watching on television just heard the president deliver that as 100 yards away, 200 yards away, police are throwing tear gas and are beating protesters in the street outside the White House. Some of the protesters were clearly agitated, but this was the president saying, law and order, we are going to stop this, we're going to squash this. And, you know, there are close to 1,000 National Guard that have been called out in D.C. As the president said earlier today to governors, you guys have been weak and you're letting the protesters dominate and you're going to look like jerks. D.C., you're going to see something you haven't seen before. And the president clearly orchestrated this so that, you know, the tear gas would be hovering over the White House when this happened. And, you know, again, without taking, sides on the incidents that started this at all, if the United States were ever to move towards some sort of authoritative regime, this is what it would look like. And I don't, I'm not concerned that's what's happening here, but I will say this. Anybody else from around the world who were to see the clips that they just showed on television with our president speaking those words at the same time, would think that the United States has had almost a revolution.
Mark, you used the word dominate, and I thought that was interesting because the president said, I am calling on governors to dominate the streets. That's a pretty powerful phrase.
Yeah, what he has said is, and he repeated several times, law and order, that, you know, we dominate. We have, and this is very, very similar to what Richard Nixon did in 1968 when there were riots after Martin Luther King's assassination. And there were a lot of people in this country who were very scared and didn't know what was going on. And the president, at that point, candidate Richard Nixon, took advantage of that and essentially said, I will restore law and order. And that's precisely what Trump is saying today. And you can argue about whether or not that is the right message. I mean, there really are two sides about this. I know I was working. I just got back from my office, which is no more than four blocks from the White House and from where this is taking place. There were protests all day. They were completely peaceful. And what happened in the last hour is that you've got a handful of idiot protesters who are provoking police, and you've got orders from the top clearly to start pushing back. And the police, anybody ever seen the movie Dr. Zhivago? You know the horrifying scene where the Tsar's forces charge them? They have people on horses here pulling out their billy clubs to scare the protesters. So there's tear gas everywhere. This was a confrontation that appeared to be made for television. And again, the reason I say this was so incredibly scary, there's no question that the White House was in control of the timing of this. The president was supposed to speak about 45 minutes ago. He delayed. As he delayed, this happened. It happened on split screen, and then they went to him.